And now we go live to Jimmy Fallon's green room. Author, actor, Ethan Hawke on the line with us. Hey, Ethan.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thrilled to.
Thank you for being on the show. I got to be honest with you. You're sitting in Fallon's green room. I'm like, why would Ethan Hawke call us? But you did, and we thank you for that.
Well, yeah, I did this a graphic novel with this artist, Greg Ruth, and we're coming to Chicago this weekend for a book fair, and we're going to, you know, do some events and be there. And so I don't mind calling you at all because I'm grateful for you for getting the word out about this book.
Now, this is called In Day. It's a new graphic novel. It publishes today, and you're going to be the Printers Row Lit Fest is what you're talking about. You can go to printersrowlitfest.org.
Ethan, break down the story for us. What is the book about?
Well, it really chronicles the story of the Apache Wars and follows three main characters, Geronimo and Nate Chiefs, as they were serving under their chief, co-chiefs. And their war with a bunch of cowboys, you know, and it kind of tells that story.
Now, you are no stranger to writing books. Ash Wednesday, a little story that talks about a lot of stress that can happen between a relationship, and then Rules for a Night, which a knight heading to battle writes a note to his kids. These are like deep, sweet, emotional family children stories. These are beautiful.
Well, thanks. You know, I mean, it's one of the great pleasures of my life to, you know, get to do a lot of different things. You know, I started acting when I was 13 and, you know, kind of getting to explore things outside that box has been one of the great pleasures of my life.
Explain the difference to us. You're quite an accomplished actor, Ethan. You already know that. But how does it differ for you to write something as opposed to act in something? How do they differ?
Well, in a lot of ways, they don't differ. You know, I mean, at its absolute essence, you know, they're both just about telling stories.
Sure.
It's just how you tell stories. You know, when you're an actor, you're kind of the tip of the spear. It's all about sharing writing that you love.
Mm-hmm.
You're going in front of camera, or you're going in front of an audience, and you're saying, this passage is beautiful, and this is why, and I'm going to act it out for you and try to show what's so interesting about it. And when you're writing and constructing a story a different way, it's just using a different muscle to achieve the same end.
All right, but you know, all right, so you're actor, author, and singer as well.
Because money don't matter tonight, and it sure didn't matter yesterday.
Is that in honor of Prince's birthday today? How'd you get hooked up with this little video that's going viral right now?
I have no idea. I was doing an interview the day that Prince died, and somebody asked me if I would sing one of his songs. And so, you know, I just this film I did called Born to be Blue was a movie about Chet Baker, and I do a bunch of singing in that movie, and so the interviewer was, I guess, harassing me to... to continue the saga.
A whole great montage that's put together because this is Prince's what would have been his 58th birthday, and one of your favorite songs, Money Don't Matter Tonight.
Love that song.
Now,
Ethan, we know that you're writing and you're acting and you're singing, but James Franco did my taxes. He painted Wendy's house. You got a ways to go before you catch up to him.
You know, I'm never going to catch up. Never, never, never. That man doesn't sleep, so you can't beat a guy who doesn't sleep.
Sure.
So you mentioned you were, what, 13? How is that how old you were in Dead Poets Society?
No, the first movie I did was called The Explorers with River Phoenix.
And, oh, that's right.
The second film I did was Dead Poets Society. I was 18 then.
Did you see the sketch that they did on Saturday Night Live to kind of pay tribute to Dead Poets?
Yes, I did. It was pretty funny.
It was pretty great. I mean, that was actually a time where you, like, screamed at the TV. If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube. Very funny, people.
Since we're talking about Dead Poets Society, do me a favor. Just give me a moment about what it was like to work with Robin Williams. Was that a magical experience for you?
Oh, you can imagine being 18 years old in a room like that and having your first real experience of acting with a... You know, which is no exaggeration to say he's a comic genius. And, you know, Robin got me my first agent, and I'll always be indebted to him. You know, I I can't overestimate what a powerful, or over-articulate what a powerful experience that was in my life.
And you know what? He'll always be known as one of the comedic geniuses of our lifetime. But when you look at him in a movie like Dead Poets Society and several others, Good Will Hunting, and I could go on and on and on, it really shows his range was just phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, I also loved him in a movie called The Fisher King.
Yep.
He was brilliant in that movie.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention Aladdin, for crying out.
Yep.
Who doesn't love that? All right, so Jimmy Fallon, was this a rehearsal, or are you going to be on his show tonight?
Yeah, I'm on his show tonight.
Pretty funny stuff to look forward to.
I'm going
to
hang up the phone with you. I'm going to put on my suit and get nervous.
Do you get nervous when you do one of the shows like that?
Of course.
Do you? Why? What?
I already can't wait for it to be over.
Really? How come? I'm surprised to hear that.
Wouldn't you be nervous if you went on like national TV in front of like 10 billion people?
Yeah, but you're out of your element. Is that why you feel a little uncomfortable with it?
I guess, you know, there's always something awkward. You know, I love this book, Inde, so much. And
yeah,
it's been something Greg Ruth and I have worked on for 6 years. And so I'm really proud to be putting it into the world, and I'm kind of honored to be able to do that. But at the same time, you worry your fly's going to be down, you know, you're going to, you know, trip and, you know, be an idiot or say something inappropriate. Or
on Jimmy Fallon's show? Are
You'll
you
be
kidding
fine.
Me?
You'll be fine. Ethan, when this is over, when Jimmy Fallon's show is over tonight, and I know you're publicizing the book for a little bit, but I know you have a couple of movies coming out. Do you have more books coming out as well?
No, right now, you know, it's my oldest daughter is graduating from high school, and everybody's finishing up school. And, you know, besides the release of Inde, that's pretty much my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And congrats to your daughter. This is going to be a little easier because for some reason, when they're out of school, there's a little more time to breathe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And Inde, yeah. You can check out Ethan Hawke, Ethan and Greg Ruth's new graphic novel, I can't say it, Inde. And here's where you go, Printer's Row Lit Fest. It's happening this Saturday from 2:30 to 3:15 at the Cindy Pritzker Auditorium at the Harold Washington Library Center. What are you going to do this summer with the kids?
I don't know, but you know, we're also doing another event. Where's the other event that I'm doing? At Anderson's, I'm doing later on Saturday.
Oh, excellent.
At 5:30. So anybody wants to come out and meet Greg and I, we're going to be there at Anderson's at 5:30. And that should be a really special event.
Ethan, do us a
favor. What am I doing this summer? I have no idea.
Nothing in particular. I know you just got to work with Denzel Washington again. You guys have a pretty good partnership there on film. Was that exciting to work with him behind the camera again?
Yeah, we did a remake of The Magnificent Seven. And it was the same director as Training Day. So the three of us had a ball riding horses and killing bad guys.
Excellent.
Out there in the desert.
Excellent. Well, do us all a favor. Keep writing good books and keep making good movies. You always put out exceptional work.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. And you're going to be at the Naperville Andersons Saturday at 5:30, Wentz Concert Hall on the campus of North Central College. So that is... Both
You're
of them.
Very good. You know where I'm going to be before I do.
I'm a quick Googler.
You should be more afraid of that than proud of that, Ethan. That gets scary.
Is the Wentz Concert Hall, is that a good place? Have you guys been there?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I think I was told it was going to be a great event, so I hope people come out.
Ethan, mention Wendy and my name. They'll give you $1 off on parking.
Okay.
All right.
We'll charge you double. Have fun on Jimmy Fallon. We'll be watching tonight, and we'll see you Saturday at the Printer's Row Lit Fest.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ethan. Good luck. It's Ethan Hawke, everybody, calling from Jimmy Fallon's green room, as many of our guests do.
He is very nervous. He made me nervous.
If you were Ethan Hawke, would anything make you nervous? If I was Ethan Hawke, nothing would make me nervous.
But Jimmy Fallon is just such a big goofball,
yeah,
and I adore him so much that whatever happens, Jimmy is going to make himself look goofier,
right, yeah.
But it's so funny to hear this author, this actor that we've seen all over the place, he's nervous.
Yeah, how about that?
But here, let me give you the deets because I've said everything wrong. The novel, it's a graphic novel. I said it right that time. Ethan Hawke and Greg Ruth, he said 6 years in the making. It's called Inde, a story of the Apache Wars. And he is going to be at the Printer's Row Lit Fest Saturday from 2:30 to 3:15 at the Harold Washington Library Center. And then a little bit later on that day at 5:30, I don't know if he's going to make it to Naperville in 2 hours.
It's going to be Saturday? It's going to be a close call.
But Saturday also 5:30, Wentz Concert Hall, campus of North Central College, thanks to Anderson's Bookshops.
Yep. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what Ro and Anna have coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.